the republic, which stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Amen.
Dear Lord, bless the decisions of this body, guide us now, and the future as well. Amen.
Okay, can we have a roll call?
Mr. Mayor?
Here.
Mr. Brink?
Here.
President Brown?
Here.
Mr. Chapman?
Out of town for work.
Ms. Clark?
Here.
Ms. Rose, President?
Here.
Mr. Salters?
Here.
Mr. Sebring?
Here.
Okay. Adoption of the agenda?
Mr. Mayor, we have some things that we do need to add on to this. Under miscellaneous, we need to add economic development relocation incentive agreement. This is between the city, KCDC,
and
Pioneer Oil. So that'll be under miscellaneous.
Do you need a motion to approve that?
Yes.
I'll make that motion to approve.
Second.
Call for the question.
Well, we can't find the right page. Here it is. I'm sorry. Mr. Brink?
Yes, sir.
Mr. Brown?
Yes.
Mr. Clark?
Yes.
Ms. Rose?
Yes.
Mr. Salters?
Yes.
Mr. Sebring?
Yes.
Okay, agenda is adopted by a vote of 6-0. Next is approval of minutes from the August 26th.
Make a motion to approve the minutes.
Second.
Motion by President Rose, second by Councilman Sebring.
Mr. Brink?
Yes.
Mr. Brown?
Yes.
Mr. Clark?
Yes.
Ms. Rose?
Yes.
Mr. Salters?
Yes.
Mr. Sebring?
Yes.
Okay, minutes are approved with a 6-0 vote. Moving on to petitions, memorials, remonstrances.
Mr. Mayor, I just want to make sure this gets in our minutes so that it's always there. The CCD tax that we voted on and approved has been approved and for $125,000 a year, and that money will be used for the streets.
Anything else? If not, we will move on to committee reports. Do you have a report from Councilman Chattenberg?
No, I don't.
Environmental management. Councilman Clark.
Yeah, we've already had one meeting so far, but our next meeting will be a week from tonight, or a week from this day next week. So that will be our next meeting.
Budget and finance, Councilman Brown.
Yes, we met last Tuesday, and I think it was a pretty productive meeting. And by the end of yesterday, after reading a couple articles in the paper, I was extremely confused about I'm still trying to figure out where this $400,000 figure came from. Pardon? Well, I'm trying to figure out where it came from, because where did the $400,000 figure come from? Long, long, long ago. But that was what we were going to be originally over. But that didn't count the income that was going to come in. Okay. We had, remember last week when I told you to talk to Mr. Culp about the information that he gave us? Okay. Well, I want to get it clarified, because there's a lot of confusion over this $400,000. And we, our estimated general fund for 2014 is $7,387,263. Okay? The 2013 approved DLGF is $7,110,369, which leaves a difference of $276,894. Okay? You, in his, in this right here that Mr. Culp gave us, he took off the $70,000 for police cars and moved it to edit. Now, when we were doing the worksheet at the end of the meeting, we put that back on there, which took the balance, or took our balance back up to about $100,000. So if you take the police cars off, you've got $206,894. There's been a big question of how much money we're supposed to be getting for the year. Okay? What I'm showing is, and this is a DLGF form from them, we're supposed to be getting $253,885, which is on this sheet also. So that's where it left us being underspent by $32,105, or a negative balance of $32,105. We threw the $70,000 for the police cars back on there, which left us a balance of $102,105. Okay, that's where our operating balance could take care of that remaining deficit if we had to. If you've got a cash balance, you can take some. You don't want to take a lot of money out of there, but you want to take it. You can take a little bit out of there. All I'm saying is I know there was some discussion over this $400,000 figure, and I didn't say it in the last meeting. A long time ago, we were looking at amounts at about $400,000, but at that time we didn't know what our additional revenue was going to be. So anyway, I just wanted to clarify that, because some people had called me and asked me questions about that, and I think something got confused along the way. So I just wanted to clarify that point. And I wasn't one that you called and said that figure was right. I was trying to figure out who that was, and it wasn't me. So, right?
Again, I think this is a conversation.
Right.
Okay. I'm just saying, that's fine, but it was in the paper twice.
Yeah.
That's just it. It was
okay.
I apologize, because I would have thought he was directing this to this information.
Yeah,
because you had stated that several council people had said that $400,000 figure was correct, and I was trying to get some dialogue up here going about where that, who was saying that $400,000 figure. I wasn't trying to call you out or anything. You basically
print what we tell you. Right. Right, and I know, and okay, and right, I understand that.
Any other comments on this? If not, we'll move on to Planning, Zoning, Community Development, Councilman Brink.
Mine will be much shorter. We did have a meeting last week. We are under old business number A, so when we get to old business A, ordinance 172013, we'll discuss it at that point in time.
Tourism promotion of the city, Rose.
We got chili cook-off going on this weekend, plus Dr. Emmert, who is known as the Salsa King. He'll be at the farmer's market giving away his salsa. And another bright spot for me is they poured the footing today for the restrooms at the Paca Park. So.
Legislative review, Councilman Sebring.
No report.
City services, Councilman Salters.
No report.
Report of any city officers. Being done, we'll move to old business.
Did you bring up the petitions, memorials, and remonstrances? Well, I just had one speak. Had a mayor well liked and had a long service to Tulsa City, Indiana. His name was Wal Haggard, and I've known Wal for many, many years. And the funeral for Wal was just this morning at the church in Tulsa City, Indiana. A lot of people here don't know who Wal Haggard is, but I know Wal Haggard because that's my territory down there anyway. So I just wanted to acknowledge the passing of Wal Haggard.
Huh. Clark? Okay, old business. First up is ordinance 17-2013, rezoning from I-1 to C-1, 1216 Washington Avenue, Williams Brothers. I think this is up for third reading.
Second. Second and third.
Yeah, we need to do second.
Make a motion to have second reading.
We did second reading last
okay.
Third, third,
the mayor is right. Okay. Reading. Make a motion to have third and final reading on ordinance 17-2013.
Second.
Got a motion by President Rose, second by Councilman Sebring, to have third and final reading on ordinance 17-2013.
Ordinance number 17-2013, an ordinance of the Common Council of the City of Vincennes, amended chapter 5, amended the City of Vincennes, Indiana, sections 1, 2, and 3. And I think we read it first 4 weeks ago, and then we're a little ahead of ourselves last meeting.
That's correct.
Okay, any discussion?
Mayor, just so you know, the area plan did meet on this last week, and it was a unanimous consent to send it back to us with a favorable recommendation.
Any other discussion? Or
for the record, my name is Stephen Sherwood, with Dyker Engineering, owner.
Mark Williams with Williams Brothers Healthcare Pharmacy.
Good evening. Okay. Do you guys have anything you want to say? Or
just excited about coming to the city of Vincennes.
Good. Call for the question.
Question.
Motion by.
It was motion by Rose. President Rose and second by Seaman to have third and final reading.
Thank you, sir.
Which was done.
Thank you. Mr. Brink?
Yes.
Mr. Brown?
Yes.
Mr. Clark?
Yes.
Ms. Rose?
Yes.
Mr. Salters?
Yes.
Mr. Sebring?
Yes.
Thank you.
Welcome to town.
Okay. Welcome to town.
Thank Thanks. You.
Okay. Ordinance 17-2013 passes third and final reading by a 6-0 vote. Next up is ordinance 18-2013, additional appropriation for edit payment, BLA, and SME. First reading was August 26th.
Make a motion to have second reading on ordinance 18-2013.
Second.
Got a motion by President Rose, second by Councilman Brink, to have second reading of ordinance 18-2013.
Ordinance 18-2013, additional appropriation ordinance in section 1, 2, and 3 is $16,211 from edit, BLN, second, BLA.
BLA.
BLA. Second, NIBLAC survey, $138.02 for Brownfield.
And you sent us an email that told us that you'd collected everything that...
After this, on the SME, after this invoice is paid, I'll submit another round. I think it was like $44,000 with the last few that we've paid. And then they usually have it repaid within 3 weeks.
So we're getting all of our money back. Very good. Call for the question?
Mr. Brink?
Yes.
Mr. Brown?
Yes.
Mr. Clark?
Yes.
Ms. Rose?
Yes.
Mr. Salters?
Yes.
Mr. Sebring?
Yes.
Okay, second read of ordinance 182013 passes with a 6-0 vote.
Make a motion to have third and final reading on 182013.
Second.
Got a motion by President Rose, second by Councilman Sebring. You have third and final reading of ordinance 182013.
Ordinance 182013, additional appropriation ordinance, edit to BLA, second NIBLAC survey, edit fund, Brownfield.
Any discussion?
Call for the question.
Mr. Brink?
Yes.
Mr. Brown?
Yes.
Mr. Clark?
Yes.
Ms. Rose?
Yes.
Mr. Salters?
Yes.
Mr. Sebring?
Yes.
Okay, third and final reading of ordinance 182013 passes with a 6-0.
Second.
Moving on to new business. First up is ordinance 192013, additional appropriation neighborhood facilities, $48,683.33.
Make a motion to have the first reading on ordinance 192013.
Second.
Motion by President Rose, second by Councilman Sebring to have first reading of ordinance 19-2013.
Ordinance 19-2013, additional appropriation ordinance containing sections 1, 2, and 3, appropriating the total amount of $48,683.33 from the dormant neighborhood facility fund, various items listed.
Any discussion?
What is the neighborhood facility? Okay.
St. Rose. Okay.
What kind of balance we have in? $48,000. Okay.
it's actually more than that.
More like 76. We're just using that.
Yeah. Okay. Any discussion?
Call for the question.
Mr. Brink?
Yes.
Mr. Brown?
Yes.
Mr. Clark?
Yes.
Ms. Rose?
Yes.
Mr. Salters?
Yes.
Mr. Sebring?
Yes.
Okay, first reading of ordinance 19-2013 passes with a 6-0 vote. Next is ordinance 20-2013, additional appropriation for edit payment Brownfield grant.
Make a motion to have first reading on ordinance 2013.
Second.
Got a motion by President Rose, second by Councilman Sebring to have first reading of ordinance 20-2013.
Ordinance 2013, additional appropriation ordinance containing section 1, 2, and 3, total amount from edit SME Brownfield grant, $32,870.98.
Any discussion?
How does this relate to the last appropriation we did, 18-2013?
It's the same company. Unfortunately, this one just came in.
Okay.
Too late to start the process on that last ordinance. I mean, we get a bill from them about every month, sometimes every other month, depending on the projects.
What is this particular project? Or does it, or do you know that off the top of your head?
This may be the Clark's Crossing. Middle School project. They did the phase one for that renovation.
Right.
Do that without having my files with me, I'm not 100% sure, but I think that's it.
And again, this is money that will be reimbursed.
Totally.
Comes back to the editor.
Call for the question.
Mr. Brink?
Yes.
Mr. Brown?
Yes.
Mr. Clark?
Yes.
Mr. Ms. Rose?
Yes.
Mr. Salters?
Yes.
Mr. Sebring?
Yes.
And first reading of ordinance 20-2013 passes with a 6-0 vote. Next up is ordinance 21-2013, deferred compensation plan.
Make a motion to have first reading on ordinance 21-2013.
Second.
Got a motion by President Rose, second by Councilman Sebring, to have first reading of ordinance 21-2013.
Ordinance number 21-2013, an ordinance of the Common Council of the City of Vincennes, Indiana, establishing a Vincennes employee deferred compensation plan containing one section permitting employees and elected officials and independent contractors to opt into a deferred compensation plan.
Okay. Under discussion, I guess I'll say that basically this is allowing the city to set up a 457 plan for our employees because they are government employees. They're not, they don't qualify for 401ks. This is just another plan, a way for government employees to put money back in a retirement plan. And this would be money that they could put into these accounts from their paycheck. It would be a pre-tax, so. But in order to put this plan in, one of these plans in place, you have to have an ordinance passed by council. Any other discussion or?
Call for a question.
Mr. Brink?
Yes.
Mr. Brown?
Yes.
Mr. Clark?
Yes.
Ms. Rose?
Yes.
Mr. Salters?
Yes.
Mr. Sebring?
Yes.
Okay, first reading of ordinance 21-2013 passes with a 6-0 vote. Next is claims.
Make a motion to pay claims in an amount of
$387,839.65. Second.
Motion by President Rose, second by Councilman Sebring to pay the claims in the amount of $387,839.65. Any discussion?
Call for the question.
Mr. Brink?
Yes.
Mr. Brown?
Yes.
Mr. Clark?
Yes.
Ms. Rose?
Yes.
Mr. Salters?
Yep.
Mr. Sebring?
Yes.
And the claims are paid with a vote of 6-0. We'll move on to miscellaneous. It is the KCDC Vincennes Pioneer Oil Agreement. This is basically, I'm sure you're all familiar with it. It's an agreement with the city, KCDC, Pioneer Oil, that the city will commit $20,000 a year for 5 years, as well as KCDC will commit the same in order for to get Pioneer Oil to locate on our main street and bring with them 35 to 40 jobs that will be on Main and payroll taxes. Any discussion or?
You say 20?
Yeah.
Call for a question.
Don't we have to have a motion and second to approve this?
Make a motion to approve.
Second.
Got a motion by President Rose, second by Councilman Brown to approve the agreement with KCDC and Pioneer Oil.
Be read? Does this need to be read or?
I don't think it's, yeah, it's not an ordinance, it's just in.
Call for the question then.
Mr. Brink?
Yes.
Mr. Brown?
Yes.
Mr. Clark?
Yes.
Ms. Rose?
Yes.
Mr. Salters?
Yes.
Mr. Sebring?
Yes.
Okay, the agreement is approved with a 6-0 vote. There is nothing else, so I guess we just need a motion to adjourn.
Motion to adjourn.
We are adjourned.